deserve mightily, O God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, speak through her, O God. As she opened her mouth, speak through her. In the name of Jesus, the words you want spoken to your people in Kentucky this morning. Wherever they're from, wherever they flew in, wherever they drove in from, give them traveling mercy, grace, and safety, and peace, O God. I thank you for what you're going to be doing for Minister Donna Hawkins as you speak through her. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, for Moku Shibaka as she speaks as the oracles of God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as she speaks to your people. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let bondages flow off of them, fall off of them, fall off of them, fall off of them, oh, God. Let shackles be broken, chains be broken off of them as she speaks, oh, God. So, Father, we just praise and honor and thank you for what you're going to be doing through this mighty woman of God, Minister Donna Hawkins, Donna Hawkins this morning, Father God. I thank you this morning that we serve a great God like you. Welcome, welcome, good morning, and welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Children's Day. Hallelujah. No weapon, no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. We are established in righteousness, and righteousness and oppression is far from us. In the name of Jesus, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Yoku Shabakade. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy in Jesus' name. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from spiritual death. We have overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. We stand in the evil day, having our loins girt about with truth. We have on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith, and we are covered with the helmet of salvation. We use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, nothing by any means shall hurt us. We do not have the spirit of fear, but we have the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Our hand, Moku Shibaka, is upon the neck of our enemies. In the name of Jesus, you anoint our head with oil. Our cup runs over. Goodness and mercy, Father God, shall follow us all the days of our lives. We are anointed to preach, to teach, to heal, and to cast out devils. We receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and we reign through Christ Jesus. We have life, and that more abundantly. We walk in the light as he is in the light, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We are the head and not the tail. We shall decree a thing, and it shall be established in our lives. We have favor with God and favor with man. Wealth and riches are in our house, and our righteousness endures forever. We will be satisfied with long life, and God will show us his salvation. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. No evil will befall us. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. Our children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. We are strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. We are rooted and grounded in love. We bless our natural enemies, and we overcome evil with good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As I said, welcome to Bible Storyland this morning. We are grateful, we are thankful that you joined us But most of all, we thank God that he's with us. You know he's a mighty God. We serve the great Lord God Almighty. We have with us this morning Minister Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Right now she's getting ready. Oh, Father God has already prepared her. She's getting ready to go in and speak at a conference this morning. So she's going to be singing right now before she goes in that conference. Good morning, Minister Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am blessed and highly favored this morning.
Amen. What you going to sing?
I'm going to sing I Love You, Lord, today.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Amen. Yes, our hearts are filled with praise this morning. We are praising the Lord like never before. We're thanking him for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace that endures forever. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you. Have an awesome time praising the Lord today, being a great speaker of the word of the Lord. I know that the people are going to be blessed just by you being there, especially by you speaking. So we're so proud of you. God's blessings to you.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you, too. All right, continuing right along, we have family this morning. Her cousin, Jackie Travis, is on with us this morning. Good morning, Sister Jackie. Unmute your phone so you can come on and sing praises to the Lord for us. Sister Jackie Travis, you got your phone muted. We can't hear you.
Good morning, Sister G. I'm in the towers today. You remember Miss Jenny?
Yeah.
Okay, she's at the flea market. She's going to help me sing This Little Light of Mine. We have another lady here today. She's going to help us sing This Little Light of Mine.
Amen.
This
all
is
right,
children.
Like, oh.
Okay, Miss Jenny. You ready?
I don't know.
She's going to get herself together. You remember Carissa?
Yeah.
This is her radio
station. Hi, Carissa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you and your family, Sister Jenny?
Very good. Man, her husband's here now.
Huh?
Her husband lives here now also.
All right. I still got a picture. He's a very, he takes great pictures. Thank God.
But them. We understand. Listen, Miss Betsy is going to sing also with us this morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I came down here in the flea market, got me a nice scarf. I'm looking all right. Okay. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, just follow us. I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, all in my home, I'm going to let it shine. All in my home, I'm going to let it shine. All in my home, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in the flea market, all in the flea market, I'm going to let it shine. All in the flea market, I'm going to let it shine. We need it. All in the flea market, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in the church, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Well, all in church, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. All in my church, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Because this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, and I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen. That was awesome. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Miss Jenny. Thank you, Miss Betsy. God's blessings
well,
to you all.
Thank you. They sung good. Talk about they didn't know the words.
Yeah,
they knew the words. I'm down
all
here
right.
Eating up the cake, good cake down here every Saturday and good coffee.
Okay, all right. Praise the Lord.
Bless
thank
you
so much. God bless you. Tell Miss Jenny, I said, tell her little granddaughter hello for me. All right, Jackie went back on mute, but I know she heard me.
Okay.
All right.
I'll tell.
Yeah. All right, Children's Day. You know, the Bible says children are a heritage of the Lord. Children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Children are a reward to their parents. Children are a gift from God and should be received with tender love and care. No child is a mistake. God created them in his holy, righteous image, just like he did you and me. They have a right to live at conception and grow and grow and grow through 9 months of care until they fully develop, and they are living souls. So I thank the Lord this morning. Children are valuable. They are God's gift to us. How should we receive the gift God gave us? How should we receive it? With joyful praise and thanksgiving, realizing that Father God is a giver of good gifts. He's a giver of life, and he gives abundant life. You know, God's word is awesome. His word, if we open up the word, Oh, his word is going to speak to us now. You know, his word is powerful. God honors his word above his name. He honors his word above his name. He says in his word that children are a gift from God. Genesis 33:5. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children and said, who are those with thee? And he said, the children which God hath graciously given thy servant. Genesis 48:9. And Joseph said unto his father, they are my sons whom God has given me in this place. And he said, bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Are you blessing your children? Lay hands on your children and bless them. Don't curse your children. And by that I mean don't say negative words over them. I know you're not saying, you know, those horrible three-letter words, but bless them. Don't say negative words. Say, you ain't going to be nothing. You just like, uh-uh. Don't speak that on them. Bless your children. So Joshua 24:3 says, and took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led them throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. Psalms 113:9. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 127:3. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb his reward. Isaiah 8:18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord have given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwell in Mount Zion. So children are our heritage. They are our blessings. They are a gift from God. Pray for our children continuously, morning, noon, and night. Pray, pray, pray. Intercede well for our children. They are gifts from God. Love the children like you love yourself. If you feed yourself, feed your children. If you clothe yourself, clothe your children. If you bless yourself, bless your children. It's Children's Day. We are honoring our children this morning. We are honoring our children before the Father this morning. We are saying that children are a heritage from the Lord. It's Children's Day. Standing alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for us. How many of you got a Bible for your children? Yeah, we got to teach our children the word of God. Well, we got to pray for our children. We got to stand in the gap for them. We got to teach them how to pray. You know, as adults, we have so valuable things to teach our children. Well, this morning we have a mighty woman of God on with us from the New Orleans area. She's one of my prayer partners. She come on with us on Tuesday nights, 10 minutes to 8, 10 minutes to 7 her time, and she prays for the children. Now, she is a grandmother, a mother and a grandmother. She is a teacher at a charter school. She's dedicated and committed to the children, being successful and living fruitful lives. She's a mighty woman of God. Her name is Kathy Thorpe. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to let her on live on Bible Storyland. Good morning.
Good morning, and praise the Lord to you, Sister C.
How are you, Kathy?
I'm fine, thank you. Blessed of the Lord this morning. Blessed
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen. Well, so happy you're on with us. We're ready to hear that prayer from the Lord this morning through you.
Thank you so very much for inviting me to pray for the children, because the children are our heritage. Children are our future. The children will run our country one day, and we want our children to be successful first with God and secondly in school and with family and friends. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before your throne of grace this morning, oh God, to lift up our children, Father, we lift them up and we ask that you would bless them. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Touch their minds, oh God. We lift up them, oh God, at a time where they don't even understand that they need you most. But we understand, oh Father. So we're standing in the gap this morning for the children. Father, we just say protect them and shield them as they go to and from in the name of Jesus. Look over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in their homes, on the streets, at the school, wherever they may go, Father. Send your angels. We bind the spirit of violence. We bind that spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of drug addiction and drug use off of our children in the name of Jesus. Father, as we lift up the children, we must lift up the family. We must lift up the mothers and the fathers, the mothers that are behind prison bar, the fathers that are behind the prison bar, the parents that are not able to be in a situation where they are with their children, the parents that don't know you. But, Father, we come before your throne of grace, and we stand, oh God, and we lift up the family in the name of Jesus, in particular the children. Oh, Father, we ask that you would touch their mind, heal them from the crown of their heads to the very soles of their feet. Give them a mind and a spirit and a heart to be obedient children. Give them a mind and a heart to understand and know the difference between right and wrong. Oh, Father, we bind that spirit of children calling wrong the right thing to do. Oh, Father, we bind that spirit when they see violence or participate in violence or inflict violence on one another in the form of bullying. Oh, God, that the prayer that we're standing in the gap right now before thy throne of grace would cover them, oh, God, and engulf them, oh, God, in your Holy Spirit, and just wrap around them, oh, God, the love that you have placed in their hearts, dear Father. Oh, Father God, that the prayers that go up before your throne of grace will permeate them, oh, God, in the roof and fiber of their very being, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Although they don't know the people that are praying for them, but, Father, you know who's praying for them. And, Father, we ask that these prayers become life, oh, God, for these children, that it would embed themselves like the Holy Spirit upon the children, oh, God. Because, oh, Father, we come before you. We ask that you would anoint the prayer. We ask that you would permeate and send forth your angels, oh, God, on behalf of the children. Help them, oh God, in school as they begin to prepare, oh God, in the state of Louisiana for this LEAP exam that has been a hindrance to many children, that have hurt many children, that have violated many children. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that these children will conquer and beat this Philistine that has come before them, that have mocked and laughed at them, that have confused their minds for years. Father, let them be young Davids reaching in their bags and pulling out a stone and slinging it and killing the leap, that they are successful, that the very thing that was created to hold them back, oh God, has now become their stepping stone. Oh, Father, that they shall elevate, O God, in the name of Jesus, because they have defeated and come out victoriously, O Father, in the name of Jesus. When we pray for children, we have to lift up the teachers. We have to lift up school administrators, the principals, the assistant principals, even the janitors. We have to lift up the cafeteria workers that prepare the meals to nourish their bodies. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, anoint your teachers. We know that education, oh, Father, is a calling and a gift from you. Lord, we know, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that the very essence of creativity comes from you, oh, Father. So we lift up teachers all over this state, all over this country. Give them a heart and a mind to be servants of children, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless our teachers. Bless the principals. Give them a mind and a heart for children. In the name of Jesus. Father, give us patience, O God, and let patience have its perfect work in us as we stand over the greatest gift that could come from you. O God, children, how precious they are in the name of Jesus. And Father, I praise you and I thank you. And I magnify you for children, for teachers, oh God. Oh, Father, give them a mind to teach the children. Great is he who can read and understand the word of God for himself. And Father, as a teacher, oh God, help us, oh Lord, to teach so that our children can read, understand, and love the word of God and love Jesus, because they're able to have an intimate, personal relationship with them through the gift of education. Oh, Father, how I do thank you, and we praise you and magnify thy holy name. Amen and amen.
Amen. What an awesome prayer. I thank the Lord for praying through you this morning. I thank you for being on with us. Well, as we continue this morning, thank you so much, Sister Kathy. I thank you for getting up early. You know that they're an hour behind us, so it's 8 o'clock there. But I thank you for pressing your way after you taught school all week. Well, I want you to listen to this by a 15-year-old kid who got an A on this entry. It's called Totally Awesome.
Amen.
And the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most public schools anymore because the Word of God is mentioned. A kid in Arizona wrote the attached New School Prayer, New Pledge Allegiance. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow, become a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. Or praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible, to quote the good book, makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We are taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess, when chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul, please take. Amen. If you listen to that prayer, it's a child's plea. He wants the freedom to be able to pray in school, to be able to read the word in school, to be able to praise God in school. And our children deserve that right. They deserve that right. So let's pray continuously that our children will have the right to praise at home, to praise on the street, to praise in their school, everywhere they go, to praise in the church. So I thank God today. And as we continue this morning, we have another woman of God on with us from the New Orleans area. She is Minister Vivian George. She hosts God's Favorites radio show. And the call-in number is 1-714-409-0578. Excuse me. Her show airs on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's a prayer warrior. She's on the battlefield for the Lord. And so we are thanking God for her being on with this morning. She's going to pray for our children this morning. So we'll thank God that she's on with us. Good morning, Minister Vivian George. How are you?
I'm great. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Well, let God have his way and pray through you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, this morning. We just want to give thanks to the Almighty God for his gracious kindness toward us, his goodness, his mercy, his grace. We thank God this morning that we can come and bring and lay all our cares and burdens before him, that we can bring everything that pertains to us and lay it before him, because he said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We are concerned, and the Father knows our heart, that we are concerned about our children in this time. As we see so much going on, we bring them, Father. We lay them at your feet, Father God. Lord, we pray against every attack. We come, Father God, in no other name but your name, God, because in your name relies all good things, God. So we pray for the goodness of our children. We come against the attack of Satan of drugs, and we plead the blood over their mind, that they will not take some type of drug to take their mind and cause their minds to be all messed up. And Father God, they own medication for the rest of their lives. We lay our teenagers before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, as they, oh Father God, look for ways to have friends and to associate with friends, oh God, that they will find a friend that will stick closer than any brother, Father God, as you stick closer to them, God. Friends that won't tear them down, God, but friends that will be there for them, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we lay them before you, Father God. Lord God, that is out there on drugs and alcohol, Father God, that they will be delivered from the hands of the enemy, the snare that has snared them, God. For one reason or another, God, we lay them before you, Father God, Lord God, and we pray deliverance. We plead the blood. We apply the blood upon them from the time they are born, oh God, and as they grow, Father God, in the admonition of you, we plead the blood over our children, Father God. in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they'll grow up, O God, and God, the way will be prepared for them, O God. Their destiny will not be cramped if they falter, God. You'll pick them up, put them back on that straight and narrow path, and keep them, God, from the hands of the enemy, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for our children. We thank you for the ones that is alive and well. We thank you, Father God. We come, Father God, with thanksgiving, God, knowing, God, if we, oh God, pray, because you said if we pray, God, you will heal our land. So, God, we pray, God, and we just lay these matters before you, God, that they will be the next president of a CEO or whatever path you want them to walk down, God, that they will not be, oh, God, fallen from grace from their jobs when they have grown up, God. Lord, everyone is some mother's child, Father God. In the name of Jesus, some mother has struggled, Father God, to help her child to be what he is, God. But through your grace, God, through your mercy, God, you can bring them, God, and fulfill the destiny that is set before them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, we just pray, Father God, for our little ones, God, that really don't even know at the point when the devil is trying to snatch them, God. We, oh, God, come this morning, God, yes, God, to build a fence all around them for protection, God. And, God, we say you are their protection. Allow your God and angels, oh, God. Lord, God, as we snatch them, God, we snatch them from the hands of the burning. And as we build this fence of a protection, God, we know, God, you can guard them with your angels, God, because you said you can send down 10,000 legions of angels, God, for protection, God. And, Lord, just protect them and lead them and guide them all the way, God, from new birth, God, all the way to that first years of their life, God. And, Lord, Father God, if they are coming out of homes, oh, God, where there's much fighting and destruction and drugs and alcohol and abuse, God, we pray, Father God, that their little minds, God, be cleaned up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that some of that stuff they will not hear, some of that stuff they will not digest. It, God, you will cause it to float on over them and not cause them to be messed up mentally, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for mental clarity in the name of Jesus, Father God. Mental clarity, God, when they get in school, God, Father God, they, oh, Father God, will be able to comprehend, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They won't be stagnated in their learning, God, in the name of Jesus. So give them sound minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those, oh, God, Father God, that or does have a problem, God. God, Moses said that he was slow of speech, God. But, God, I know that you can speak through them, God, and you can help them because you are a helper, Father God, and you can help our little children, God. Oh, God, oh, God, you can speak to them when they thinking that they can't speak, when they are shy, God. God, raise them up to be bold as lions, God, in the name of Jesus, God, when they feel like they just can't do, God. Help them to press on, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Anything that rises up against them, it shall utterly fall, because we are building a hedge. We are building a fence of protection around them, that, oh, Father God, that you're going to keep them, God, by the power of your might, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that the blood has been applied, that the blood has been applied to their ears, the blood has been applied to their eyes, the blood has been applied to their little mouths, the blood is being applied to their heart, their mind, their soul. The blood of Jesus washes and cleanses and set her free in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that we can apply that blood, God, all over this country, God. We might not know, which we don't know, every mother, every child, God, but every home, God, where there is a child, God, we apply the blood this morning. That the blood, oh God, will set free, God, oh God, from the powers of sin. In the name of Jesus, we say, sin now, you go. In the name of Jesus, sin cannot have its perfect reign, but the blood of Jesus can. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Vivian. We appreciate you. Awesome prayer in the Lord. Thank the Lord for using you. All right, we continue this morning. As I said, it's Children's Day, so listen to this prayer.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. You love me with me through the night and wake me with the morning light. Amen.
All right, we got to teach our children to pray. You know, that was one of the first prayers I learned when I was a little girl. My dad used to, you know, kneel on his knees and let me kneel on my knees right next to him over the bed, and we would pray that prayer. And then as I got older, we did the Lord's Prayer. And then as I got older, I started learning just to talk to my daddy, Father God. So I thank God for him. Well, we're in for a special treat this morning. We have the Holman family on with us this morning. Yep, we got Jabria and Bianca, those two sisters. You know, they can sing. And their mother, Minister Stacy Holman. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning, girls. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, Jabria.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Bianca.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah, the whole family. My son is here, my husband.
All
Amen.
Right, well, good morning, husband and son. Thank God for y'all. Like I said, the Holman family's on with us this morning. I thank God for all of them. Well,
Amen.
What y'all, let the girls tell me. Girls, what y'all going to sing this morning?
Hey, what y'all going to sing this morning?
Do you love Jesus?
God is an awesome God.
God is an awesome God.
All right. How's school, girls? How's school?
Hold on. I'm trying to get... How's school?
All right. We're ready to hear those songs.
Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, down, way down in your heart. Yes, I love Jesus, way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, down. Way down in my heart, I'm talking about deep, down. Way down in my heart, I'm talking about deep, down. Way down in my heart, I'm talking about deep, down. Way down in my heart. Amen. And the next song is God is an awesome God. God is an awesome God. God is an awesome God.
Forgiving us for any abominations in us or in our children.
in the name of Jesus, and I thank you that our children shall be wise. We affirm that we will seek kind, excellent, and godly things, and that any words coming out of our mouth will be right words, and they will be used for your glory, Lord Jesus. Colossians 3:21. Father, we promise to train and teach up our children in the way that they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from it. Oh, Lord, they will not depart from your word, from you, oh God, but will follow you all the days of their lives. In the name of Jesus, we command the spirit of rebellion to be far from the heart of our children, and we confess that our children will be willing and obedient, free to enjoy the reward of your promises. We ask, Father God, that our children shall be peaceful and a blessing to others. Father, according to your word, we have been given a ministry of reconciliation, and we release the ministry of the word of reconciliation into our family. We refuse to provoke and irritate or belittle our children. We will not be hard on our children or require perfection, lest he or she becomes discouraged, feeling inferior, or frustrated. We will not break their spirit in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. So, Father, forgive our child for wrongs that he or she may have done, and we stand in the gap for our sons and our daughters in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we thank you that your grace and mercy is reigning and ruling in the lives of our children. We bless you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for our children. We thank you, Father God, that each one of our children are in a safe place in you. They are protected by you in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we just thank you. Oh, God, we honor you this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, remember our children, especially in this year, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, keep that hedge of protection around our children in the name of Jesus. Well, you know, God is a divine master teacher. He is a divine master teacher. He is constantly teaching us. Can we receive instruction from God? God is constantly teaching us. Are we learning the lessons that he's teaching us on a daily basis? Will it take us 40 years or 11 days to learn the lessons that God is teaching us? How long does it take us to learn a lesson that God has ordained for us to learn? As children, our parents are our first teachers. According to Deuteronomy 6th chapter, God instructs us as parents to teach our children from morning in the noontime all the way through the night. What does he want us to teach them? About his goodness and all that he's done in our lives. What a great God we serve. He is Lord, and there's none other like him. He is supreme and everlasting. He's the Father of all fathers. He's the King of kings. He wants us to teach those things to our children. So, you know, we can't depend on, you know, public schools now, they've just like X'd out the word, X'd out prayer. They're trying to X it out everywhere, on the job. And, you know, it's a lot of foreign people coming in this country that don't acknowledge God. They acknowledge Buddha and Abba and other gods, false gods. But God said he'll have no other God before him. So we have to be careful. When our children pick up something, you know, they say, you know, certain things, we got to check them. Where'd you learn that? Where'd you get that from? Who said that? We got to check them. We got to say, no, we serve the true and living God. He don't want us to meditate on some other God. He want us to meditate on him. He want us to obey his word. We got to teach our children when they hear something that's not true, they got to know, no, that's not true. No, that's not the word of God. We got to instill the word in them so much so that they would know when they hear a lie. They would know when they hear about a false God. They would not bow down to another God because the word of God is in them so much. Now, you know, in Proverbs 1, 2 through 9, you can follow it with me if you like. I'm in Proverbs chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 2 through 9. And it says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtly to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb, I'm in verse 6, and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their sayings, their dark sayings. To fear the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, my daughter, hear the instructions of your father and forsake not the law of your mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains unto thy neck. For, I'm going to keep going, for son, daughter, if sinners entice you to do wrong, do not consent. If they come with us, let us wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without a cause. Do not listen to them. We got to teach our children. You know, a lot of children are doing wrong now. On the way to school, while they're at school, you know, somebody knew that that young man had a gun the other day. He probably told his good friend, I got a gun, but don't you tell. No. Teach your children wrong from right and when to speak up and when not to. If they're afraid, let them go tell them in private. Somebody know that some of these people are going to do some violence in the school. Just like they have airport safety protection, they don't let no violence come in the airports no more. They can stop the violence in our schools. They can stop those crimes before they get in our schools. We don't want our children killed anymore by violence. We're going to have to speak up against the violent crimes against our children. The devil is committing hideous crimes. He ain't playing no more. He's using the children against each other to go into the schools and murder each other. He's whispering in their ear, and they are allowing it, and we are allowing it. What are your children thinking today? What were they thinking yesterday? Do you sit down with them and say, what's going on with you, baby? How was school today? And don't let them just say, fine. Let them give you in detail what went on. Well, this boy was angry with that one, and this one was bullying that. Let them give you in detail. I'll never forget one time a parent called me at home, and she said that her child was being bullied by the girls. The girls were bullying one girl just because they didn't like her. They were bullying her, throwing rocks at her, spitting on her. I said, don't worry, ma'am, I will handle it. Of course, you know, we got ringleaders in our class. I knew the little ringleader. Second grader, 7 years old, could run the class. 7 years old, been, you know, trained from a baby to go the ways of the devil. Using, the devil's using our children against each other. Kill so-and-so. You ain't going to go get no trouble. You could kill them. No. Their lives do not belong to us. Life is precious. Life is precious. Our children do not know the value of life. We got to teach them that life came from God, and we have no right to take another child's life. We got to teach our children principles. We got to teach them wisdom. Now, let's look at Proverbs 1, verse 7. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, we got to teach our children to fear God. And I tell you what, when they begin to fear you, and I don't mean trembling fear either, I mean respect. In the home, our children are rebellious. They sucking their teeth, stomping their feet at you, and you are allowing it. We got to stop that. Nip it in the bud. Don't let them roll their eyes and talk under their breath at you. Stop it. Smack them on their behind. The Lord said, if you spare the rod, you're going to spoil the child. He said, if you beat him with the rod, it's not going to kill him. Don't you know God's word is true? He created those children he put in your belly. He ain't going to give you nothing wrong. He's not going to tell you wrong. The government says you can't touch him. Whose word are you going to believe? The government? No, God. God is the supreme. His word is everlasting. The government's going to die, but God shall live forever. His word shall stand forever. Yes, I'm angry. I'm angry at the devil for taking our children's lives. I'm angry at him. And I'm angry because some of us stand by and let the devil rule and reign in our home. We got to stop the devil. Stop him in his tracks. We got to stop him at a young age. You know, our babies are bent towards sin. We are bent towards sin. We were born in sin. We came here in sin. But we can't be allowed to continue in sin. When my parents saw wrong in me, they beat the tar out of me. They did not abuse me. That is L-O-V-E. Don't you know Jesus chastised us because he loved us? We got love all mixed up. We think love is, give me this, give me that, give me toys, daddy, give me this, mama, give me that. And we think that that's love. That's not love. Giving is not love. Giving toys, giving everything they want, giving $100 tennis shoes, giving cars, giving bicycles, that's not love. Love corrects. Love chastises. Love keeps you on the right path. God loves our children, and he wants them corrected. If you don't correct them, they're going to get killed on the street. Do not allow prisoners to be birthed in your home. Don't allow them to be bent towards prison sentences. Correct them. I'm sick of our children going to prison at an early age. I'm sick of our children, you know, being killed and shot on the street, murdered for no reason, just because they are children, just because they exist. Don't you know it happened during the time of Moses? There was a decree against children. They went in their homes and they murdered them and slaughtered them. That same decree is in our land now. But Moses' mother was wise. She taught him as a baby. She even was paid to raise him. Don't you know she put him in the water and the king's daughter saw him and raised him. But she gave him to the mother. She said, okay, nurse my baby that God gave me. Even the king's daughter knew that Moses was a blessing. Who is the blessing in your house? Do you know your children are a blessing? They are a blessing from God. What are they learning when they go into school? Do you know? What are they learning on TV? Do you know? What are they learning on the CDs? Do you know? You know, our parents watched over us carefully. They knew what we were doing. They watched us. When they saw something wrong, they said, uh-uh, don't you dare. They could see it before it was about to happen, and they would call it out. They said, don't you dare do that. That's love. We got love all turned around. The love that God has for us. He chastises us when we're going in the wrong way. If you see, notice your children. Are they sneaky? Do they have a sneaky spirit? Oh, no, don't allow it. They looking at you and have their hand behind their back doing something else. No, cut it out. Chastise them. Sit them down and talk to them. I didn't always get beating. The beating stopped at a certain age. My parents talked to me a lot. They talked, and they listened more than they talked. They listened to me. What happened in school today? Well, this happened, that happened. Well, what about this? And what about that child? And what about your teacher? And what did she do? And all the, and you know what? My mother showed up in the school. She worked every day, but she showed up every year. She said, my daughter, Caritha, has never been a problem, but if she begin to be, You send a note home. We have a telephone. You send a note home. She's going to bring it. Now, they had trained me to follow their rules. We had rules in our home. I couldn't get up when I wanted to get up. My mama said, it's time to get up. Clean up. We had instructions to follow. Are you instructing your children in righteousness? If you instruct your children in righteousness, it will be easier for them to be instructed by God. But if you never instruct them in righteousness, they won't know who God is, neither will they follow his instructions. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Are you raising foolish or wise children? Can you remember your first instructions your parents gave you? Eat all your food on your plate, pick up your toys, make up your bed, whatever the instructions were, whoever your parents were, you had to follow them. Parents should not give instructions just to be talking. They'll say, go clean up the kitchen, and 10 hours later, they ain't cleaned it up. Listen for a reasonable time and go check. Say, listen, I told you 20 minutes ago to clean the kitchen. You ain't even got started. Get that TV off. Get in there right now and do it. We have to command our children. We can't suggest. No, life is too precious. These are the things that build integrity in our children. When we hold them to the word, when we tell them something, enforce it, mean what we say. Look around at life today and what's happening with our children. They sucking their teeth, they rolling their eyes at their teachers. The teacher can't even tell them, I'm going to tell my mom, I'm going to tell my daddy. Don't you be intimidated by your own children in your own house. No, nip it in the bud. Don't you know who God is holding responsible for teaching the children today? He's holding you responsible. He's holding you responsible. He said, I want you to train them in the way they should go. What's the way? God is the way. He's the light and the truth. He's the way. Don't you know God's ways are holy? Holy. He's requiring holiness. Holiness ain't just folding your hands. It's the way you live. He's requiring us to teach our children like never before. Now, we have to teach them responsibility. We can't just let them grow up in a household and don't train them. I see children on the street, they're in their 20s, hanging on the corner, asking, begging for a handout, 20 years old. My God, never made their bed, never washed a dish, never applied for a job. Some of them got put out of school. Very brilliant. Getting put out of school just because they don't want to go. Mama let them slip and slide and not do what they're supposed to do. Daddy didn't require anything of them. So now they have become irresponsible. Whose fault is it? Check yourself. Whose fault is it? Check yourself. When you neglect to instruct your children, you are causing them to be undisciplined, lazy, irresponsible. Many times they blame others, and you know, for the way their lives turned out. Well, only my mama had done this. Only my daddy had done that. Oh. Now, I'm not telling you that even when you raise them right, many times they go out and do their own thing. You know, we all did that. Come on, truth be told, my mother told me don't do this and don't do that. When I got out, I did what she said don't do. And I got tired of bumping my head. I said, uh-oh. I'm tired of doing the wrong thing. I got to do the right thing. God, check me. And if you instill God in your children, he going to check them. The Holy Ghost going to check them. Go say, uh-uh, don't do that. Go this way. Don't go that way. The saddest part is that if we refuse to teach our children instructions, when they go to school, they won't follow instructions. They won't graduate. They won't be able to get a job. They can grow. They'll grow up to be stubborn, perverse, living all kinds of ways, living irresponsible lives. Let's take a look at a well-known story in the Bible. It's found in Matthew 25. Get your Bible. You know, I've said to you, when you come on Bible Storyland, get your Bibles out. Don't depend on me to Just spoon feed you. Know the word for yourself. Matthew 25:1-13. I'm going to read it to you. But someday I may call on you. I may say, okay, Donna, get your Bible out. Read. Yep. Sister Donna, Brother David's wife. I may say, get your Bible. I may just call on you suddenly. So get those Bibles ready and teach your children that. See, listen, we're going to church, and they should automatically have their Bibles ready. Automatically, as soon as you say, church, as soon as you say, let's sing, let's praise the Lord, let's have our Bible time together, automatically, they should get their Bible. You know, I remember teaching in nursery at the church. I mean, they were 1 year old to 4 years old. I put that Bible in their head, and them one-year-olds, their little muscles couldn't even hold the Bible. But the more I put it in their hand, the more they were able to hold it. And we would sing, the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I was instilling that this is a valuable book. I was instilling that this is the book for you, that this is the first book that's valuable. Reading, writing, arithmetic gonna come, but this book is valuable. So as we read in Matthew 25, I'm going to read 1-13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which their lamps, and I'm sorry, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto the virgins, 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Why would you have a lamp without oil? You need oil. But the wise took oil in their vessels, in their lamps, while the bridegroom tarried and slumbered and slept. Now, you know, we send children to school like that. They come, no paper, no pencil, no book, no eraser. What are we expecting to learn? Nothing. I forgot. You come not prepared. We have got to teach our children to be prepared. And at night, there was a cry. I'm on verse 6, chapter 25 of Matthew. So the while the bridegroom tarried, they all slept. They slumbered, they got sleepy, and they went to sleep. And at midnight, the cry was made. Behold, the bridegroom coming, the bridegroom coming, the bridegroom coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise. Now look, half of them said, give me your oil, for our lamps have gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest we not have enough for us and you, but you go rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and that were ready, and went out with them, with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But guess what he said? He answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I don't know you. Who are you? Watch. This is 13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour where the Son of Man cometh. We don't know when Jesus is coming. We got to be prepared. We must follow instructions, and we must prepare our children to follow instructions. Now, preparation is vital in the kingdom of God. Jesus said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Allow them to come. He said, little children, allow them to come. You know, they may be 3-4-year-olds, and they go like, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Prepare your children like never before to be a part of God's kingdom. Now, prepare your seed too. You got grandchildren? You got great-grandchildren? Prepare them. They come to your house, you sit them down. Turn the TV off. Get rid of their toys, and they can play at home. No. Teach them the word of God. Teach them who God is. Come here, baby. Put them on your lap. See, Grandma won't tell you a story. Grandpa won't tell you a story. You know, long time ago, there was a woman named, a young girl named Mary, and she got pregnant by the Holy Ghost, and she had a baby. His name was Jesus, Emmanuel. You know the story. Then you could tell them the story of Daniel and David, and tell them. Don't let your grandchildren grow up ignorant. No, teach them. Teach them the way. Teach them the word. So are you preparing your children? Prepare them. Prepare them. God is coming. Jesus is coming. Haven't you heard? He's coming any day now. We don't know when he's coming. But guess what? He's not a man that he should lie. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. We must be prepared. When Christ comes, we got to have him in us. Yeah, we got to look like him. We got to act like him. We got to smell like him. We got to be clean. We got to be prepared. The parable said that I just read to you in Matthew 25, one half of the virgins were wise, the other half were foolish. What was and is the difference between being wise and foolish? Wise people are prepared. They follow instructions, and they listen to instructions. Are you giving instructions in your home? Are you training them in the way they should go? If your children are not doing it, are you doing it for your grandchildren? Can your children receive instruction? It takes a wise person to listen and be prepared to follow instructions. You know, sometimes when I'm going to a new place, I may not know how to get there. I got to find instructions on. I can't just go out and say, okay, I'm going to go to Betty Joe's house today. I don't know how a house is, but I'm just going to go. No, I got to be prepared. You know, if I'm going to take a road trip, I got to be prepared. I got to get the map. I got to look out the map and get the map ready. Got to get the car ready. Got to get the oil checked, the engine checked, the tires checked. Get the luggage packed, packing your toothpaste, your deodorant, your soap, your clothes. Now, you know, we're taking an earthly journey, an earthly trip. That's an earthly trip. But what about our spiritual trip? Yeah, we got to be prepared. If we don't get prepared, just like those foolish virgins, that's how we're going to be. When Jesus comes, he'll say, uh-uh, I don't know you. I never heard you speaking my word. I never heard you praying my word. I heard you calling on my name, but I hear you praying my word. We got to pray the word, speak the word. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Lord, you are my king. You got to pray the word, speak the word. That's how God knows. He said, oh, yeah, my word calling me from down there on the earth. Yeah, that's over there in Florida. No, that's over there. Let me see. Yeah, okay, I hear it in New Mexico. Yeah, I hear it over there in Louisiana. Yeah, I hear the word in Texas. I hear the word. Oh, yeah, I hear the word. It's coming back to me. Be full of the word. Pray the word. Speak the word over your children, over your grandchildren. Call them up on the phone and say, listen, baby, I want to pray for you today. And then teach them how to pray for you. Teach your children, your grandchildren, how to pray. They may be in school. Maybe a gun is in the classroom. They got to pray. They got to pray. They got to say, Lord, don't let that gunshot harm anybody. Knives brought to school. Drugs brought to school. Teach them how to pray. They go in the bathroom. Somebody corner them. Teach them how to pray. And I tell you, a better thing, get them out of there. Get them out of the enemy's camp. They are going to the enemy's camp every day. You know the enemy's camp, full of drugs, full of sex and violence. Did you hear that poem I read about the sex, the pregnant senior queen? They're having drugs in the school. Get them out of there. Ask the Lord, Lord, where should I send my child to school? Lord, do I educate them at home? Where do I send them? I don't want them going into these places of violence anymore. Now, you know, we got to be ready. God said, be ready when I come. Well, how do we get ready? Do you know, is everything in your home in order? Are you in following instructions that God's given you? We must be prepared, and we got to prepare our children. Their maker is God, our maker. And we got to prepare them. We must teach our children who God is, not just about him. We don't want our children just to know about God, but we want our children to know who God is. We want them to have a personal relationship with God. We don't want them just to go to church and sit up there and then you leave. You don't never say, well, baby, what you learn in Sunday school? Don't worry about it. Teach them at home. Teach them everything they need to know at home. Then you don't have to worry if they were missing something in the Sunday school class. Teach them at home. You don't have to worry if they ain't learn all their colors in public school. Teach them at home. Begin with prayer before a meal. When you get up, teach them. Come on, baby, let's get on our knees. A one-year-old could get on their knees. A six-month-old, seven, eight, nine, they're able to get on their knees. Show them. Teach them. Put them on their knees. Teach them the value of the Bible, God's Word. Start early, 2 or 3 years old. Get them a Bible. Get the Bible. Get them a Bible. Put it in their hand. Say, look, this is the Bible. It's the book of God. It tells us about God. And then read it to them. Find stories. And, you know, tell them. Read it to them. About David and, you know, about Moses when he was a baby and how he grew up and how God used him. Don't you know many of your children today have calls on them? Your grandchildren got calls on their lives. Pray over them. Say, now, Lord, what's the call on my grandchild's life? What's the call on my child's life? What are they going to do for you, Lord God? You know, be creative. Don't be boring. Be creative. God is a creative God. Every day he comes in a different way. Every day he's teaching us. He ain't boring. He's an exciting God. So teach him the exciting things about God. You know, he said, my children know my voice. Do your children like Samuel hear the voice of God? You know, God went to Samuel. He said, Samuel didn't know, but he had a master teacher, Eli. Eli didn't even know who it was at first, but then it dawned on him. But guess what? Eli taught Samuel and didn't teach his own children. God instructed him to correct his children. He didn't correct them. Are you correcting other people's children and not your own? Don't let God kill your children for not correcting them. No. No. Kill, no. They must live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Are your children saved? Tomorrow is not promised. Salvation is now. God is calling people all over to be saved. He's calling the children. He said they're part of his kingdom. Teach them to be faithful to God all their lives. Your sons and your daughters, teach them to hear instructions of God and forsake not the law of you. Teach them how to hear your instructions. It says, if sinners entice you, try to convince you to do wrong, say, no, I won't do it. Children are bullying your children? Oh, no, stop that. Your children say, Mama, this girl picking on me. Don't ignore that. We cannot ignore it. Daddy, this boy said he gonna kill me at school. No, don't send him back no more. Don't ignore what your children are telling you. It's salvation time like never before. Is there anyone on here who's not saved today? Press 1. We will walk you through the plan of salvation. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. Salvation is now. Teach your children. Walk them through. Don't wait till they get to church. You should be able now to walk them through the plan of salvation. Go to Romans 10, 9 and 10. Walk them through salvation. They got to be saved. They're old enough to think. They're old enough to clean their room. They're old enough to be saved. They're old enough to wash dishes. They can stand up in a chair and wash. They're old enough to be saved. Teach your children who God is for themselves. Salvation time. Press 1 if you need to be saved today. Now is the time for salvation. Tomorrow ain't promised. All right. I'm going to ask for a specific testimony today. Can someone come on? I want a brief testimony, about a 1 minute or less testimony about when you were saved, how old you were when you were saved, particularly if you were saved as a child. You may have strayed, but you know what? I want to know. Press 1. Tell if you were saved as a child or when you were saved. Press 1. Come on, brief testimony. We got time. Come on, somebody got a brief testimony about when you were saved. You just walked in the church, you never got saved. Somebody
Amen.
Got
Amen. Amen.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, when we was a child, you know, we had got saved. They would preach the word, and they would ask us, do we want to get saved? And we'd go up there, and they'd lead us through the sinner's prayer. And then the next week, we was in a revival on our knees calling Jesus. Amen.
By how old were you, Minister Safe?
I guess it's about 9 or 10.
All right.
I remember.
Your children saved yet?
Yes.
Oh, great. Hallelujah. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Woman of God's household is saved. Amen. Children saved. Everybody saved. You know what? God is coming. Look at the signs of time. Read in Revelation to see what's going on. He's coming back. Are you wise or are you foolish? Is your oil filled with lamp? Is your lamp filled with oil? Don't go nowhere. Let your oil, your lamp be full of oil. Don't be foolish. Be wise. Be wise. Remember the beginning of wisdom. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So we got to fear God. All right, Brother David, thank you, Minister Stacy. Brother David, you got a quick testimony how old you were when you were saved? Or?
Well, I got baptized when I was little. I probably was around 8 or 9, but I only got baptized because that's what we were supposed to do. So spiritually, I really wasn't saved. But in 2001, when I made a conscious decision to give my life up and live for Christ, then I actually felt saved because I felt the spiritual rebirth when I did that. So,
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for Brother David's salvation in his household. Hallelujah. Well, I'm thanking God. Thank you, Brother David. I'm thanking God for salvation today. All right. It's almost closing time. We're going to have prayer time. You know, we in today's time, there's so much going on. We all need to bow the knee daily. I don't know about you, but sometimes I have to bow the knee more than one time a day. I got to praise the Lord. I say, oh, my God. Especially if I turn on the TV and I see something, I'm like, oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. I have to bend the knee. Now, I may not physically get on my knee, but I may walk around and say, Lord, oh, my God, I'm crying out for this and I'm crying out for that. And sometimes I get the pillow and get on my knees and pray. Sometimes I'm calling out your name. You may not know it, but I'm calling out Bible Storyland people by name. Sometimes the Lord may show me you. I'm calling out your name. So pray for me, too. I need it. Prayer time. Press 1. Press 1. All right, hold on. I believe this is Ms. Liddell. Hey, Ms. Liddell, how you doing?
Hey, so I wanted to testify just a little bit, just briefly. In my days, you know, it was Mona Beach, and you sat on that Mona Beach until, you know, you prayed and prayed. We really prayed when I found the Lord, you know. And the preacher would come down and, you know, and all the parents would come around you, just patting you on the back and just praying and praying and praying. So I sat there as long as I could, and I believed that the Lord had forgiven me for my sin, and that's when I stepped out and trusted his word. So that been a long, long time ago, but I'm still trusting it now.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Yeah. Now, you know what? I thank God for those testimonies. Amen. Well, I was about 16 when the Lord saved me. I remember I was going to Bible study a particular night, but the Lord had already still, he had put it in me that I was going to be saved that night. And I remember very clearly, I went up when they made the invitation, and I received the Lord, and I was baptized that same night. Same night. I mean, I really, now, of course, you know, I don't know half the things I needed to know, but what I needed to know was that Jesus is Lord, and I confessed that. So we don't have to know everything to be saved. All you got to know is Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead. That's all you need to know to be saved. Now, you know, we got to be prepared because one day God is coming. He's coming, and we don't know when he's coming. So we got to be prepared. We got to be saved. What are we being saved from? Our sins. Some people say, I'm a good person. I don't sin. Yes, we do. That's a lie. We all sin and come short of the glory of God. No good things can come from our flesh.
And come short of his glory.
Amen. Thank you, Ms.
Liddell. All have sinned and come short of his glory.
Amen. Ms. Liddell, is it snowing in Applin, Georgia?
Yes. No, but cold.
Okay.
No snow, but cold.
All right. I hear you.
It's cold out there, too, because I seen it on the map, on the weather report.
Yes, ma'am. It's cold here. It was in the 30s earlier. I don't know how. It's cold now. I can feel a little cold out there.
Uh-huh.
All right. Press 1 if you are requesting prayer. After prayer, we're going to have some announcements that we're going to make. All right. Hold on. Somebody's requesting prayer here. Hold on. 1 second, please. 352 area code. Yeah, you're requesting prayer.
Yes, this is Sister Pat. Sister G?
Yes.
I would like prayer for my family, for my children, grandchildren, all my family, for Joyce that has swine flu. Pray for families and for everyone that's bereaving families, people that are bereaving.
All right. Thank you, Sister Pat.
You're welcome.
All right, press 1. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Liddell, you said something?
I'd like to have prayer for my friend the Marsha family. The daughter-in-law the granddaughter passed about 3 months ago. And also prayer for my daughter, Mary. She's going in the hospital Monday for hip surgery. So I'm asking that you pray for her as well. And all, because like you said, we all need prayer.
Amen. All right. Anybody else? Prayer. Make your prayer request known. Press 1. You need prayer.
Amen.
Go ahead.
If you just pray for my family, and God open a new door for us, pray for me a new job. Amen. I just want to walk in the newness of God. Pray and all that he has for me in his ministry. But just pray for my family that God just meet all I need. And we know that this year is our year. In the name of Jesus, this is our season. And just, amen, just come and agree with him. Yes.
All right.
Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I heard those beautiful girls in the background, too. I got it. I wrote it down. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Prayer request. State your prayer request. All right. Anybody else? Okay. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. I'm going to pray. I'm asking the Lord to pray through me because, you know, I don't know what to pray for. I don't even sometimes know how to begin. But I thank Father God that he can pray through me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. God, you are great. Lord, you are awesome. You are holy. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Nobody greater than you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we are thanking you this morning. We are thanking you like never before. Father God, we repent. We repent before you this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, secret fault. We repent before you this morning, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask forgiveness, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to continually walk with us. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. In Jesus' name. Father, we come before you boldly before your throne this morning. And we just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are King. Thank you that you are Lord. Thank you that you are God. And Father, forgive us when we sin against you, willfully or not, O God. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart. Cleanse us with hyssop, and we shall be white as snow. Lord, we are trusting in you like never before. We are trusting in you. We are trusting in you, O God. Father, we don't know the way, but your word says you are the way, and we believe your word because you honor your word above your name, and we do too, O God. So, Father, today we are thanking you for being Lord. We are thanking you for being King. We are thanking you for being Abba, Father, our shepherd who art in heaven. Yoku Sheba Kadeke Uraba. Aneke Urabaka Shede Ukurabaka She. Maneke Urabaka Aderioko Sheba Kade. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we lift up in the name of Jesus, Sister Pat, your precious daughter. You know Sister Pat. You know how many hairs she has upon her head. Father God, you are making a way for her where there seemingly was no way. You are opening doors for her that have never been opened before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, it is her desire that every one of her family members be saved in the name of Jesus and call on the name of the Lord with her. She desires that they all praise you together, they worship you together, they be on one accord in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you, oh God, for the intercession that she make, oh God, for the body of Christ on a daily basis, oh God. I thank you for her early rising to call on your name on behalf of others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up her friend Joyce, who has the swine flu. We rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke that swine flu. And we say no weapon nor plague will come now our dwelling. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, protect us from danger seen and unseen. Every germ, we say, get out and get out right now. We bind up every germ. We thank you that we walk free of disease. Germs. You are the one true and living God, and you are holy. You said whatever we ask in your name, believing you will grant it. So, Father God, let no flu come near us. In the name of Jesus, cover us with your precious blood. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you today that our friend Joyce is healed from the swine flu. In the name of Jesus. And, Father God, it's running rampant in the land. So, Father, we arrest it right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. We say, flu, get up and get out right now. Get out of our atmosphere. Get out of our environment. Get out of our city. Get out of our homes. Get out right now. We kick you out. You an unwanted foe. We are healthy and we are well. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed our bread, our water, and taken sickness away from the midst of us in Jesus' name. And, Father, teach us how to take care of our bodies, the temple, where you dwell, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, Father God, for saving people that are lost. O God, they don't even know that they're lost. They don't even know that they're not saved. Prick their hearts, oh God. Let them be saved today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, oh my God, I'm not saved. Oh my God, I go to church, but I ain't saved. So, Father God, prick the hearts of men and women everywhere, boys and girls, and let them know they need to be saved in Jesus' name. And, Father, you know all about the Marshall family, Miss Ludell's friend, oh God, her family. Comfort their hearts, strengthen their hearts. You said we are to weep with those who weep, and we are to moku sheba, comfort those who need comfort, O God. So comfort them like never before. And, Lord, you know all about her daughter, Mary, and the hip surgery that's scheduled for Monday. I thank you for going before Mary, going with Mary, going behind her. I thank you for leading the guiding and guiding the doctor's hands as they surgically go in, oh, God. I bind up any mishaps, any moku shebaka deke urabaka, oh, moku shebaka. No mishaps will happen upon her. No incidents, accidents, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, that she will heal quickly, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all that you're doing for Mary and for all of Miss Ludell's children, all of Sister Pat's children. I lift up Minister Stacy and her family. We decree and declare every member of her family is saved in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the doors being open for Minister Stacy. We thank you that this is the set time, the season, that you're calling her to higher heights and deeper depths. And, Father God, she desires a new job. I thank you for even sending her back to school debt-free to get further learning, oh, God, to be prepared, the preparation you're putting on the inside of her. I lift up everyone on Bible Storyland this morning, spoken and unspoken requests. I thank you for hearing us in the name of Jesus, answering our prayers. What a mighty God you are. You are holy. You are mighty. You are awesome in all your ways. Ain't no God like you, Jehovah. No God like you. No God like you. You are gracious and mighty. You are a healer, Jehovah Rapha. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal emotions in the name of Jesus. Emotional wounds sent by the devil. Heal every one of them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal us of our soul's diseases. Will thou be made whole? The answer is yes, Lord. We desire to be made whole. Oh, God, we desire to walk in health, excellent health, according to your will and your plan. You are virtuous, God. Oh, God, we pull upon you for virtue in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you this morning for what you're doing for everybody on Bible Story Land, for our families. We thank you for hearing our prayers and answering them. We bless you, oh, Lord, our King. Be blessed, oh, God. We praise you. We honor and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Sister Pat is on with us, and she's about to give an announcement. You know, excuse me, that the announcement she's going to give, we ask you to pay close attention, and you are invited. Go ahead, Sister Pat.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Good morning, Radio Land. I'm going to announce the prayer retreat, spring prayer retreat, with Apostle Carol S. Bow, CSB Ministries, that's going to be held in Titusville, Florida, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th this year. And you can register online at www.carolbowministries.org. It will have all the registration information and the cost and everything. When you pay one fee, that includes your meal and sleeping accommodations for that weekend. And it's open for men and women. And it's at the Park Avenue Retreat in Titusville, Florida. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Pat.
You're welcome.
And you all are invited. And I thank you for your patience, Sister Pat. I thank you for being on all this time and giving that announcement. Sunday morning neighborhood Bible school is on every Sunday at 1328 West 30th Street. You are invited. Jacksonville, Florida. Last Sunday, we blessed the Lord. We had two children. Two teenage girls came, and they were taught of the Lord. I thank God for them. We even had refreshments, and this Sunday, they are probably going to have oatmeal and fruit and scrambled eggs. So bring your children. Bring your grandchildren. The doors are open. You are welcome. I'll be there about 8:30. We begin at 9 o'clock. So be praying for me. Be praying for the children, that more children will begin to come out and hear about the goodness of God. A lot of children are not going to church now, but they will come to a neighborhood Bible school. So I'm looking for them flooding the door, coming in to hear about the word of God. I thank God for each of you. Anybody else want to say anything before So we got about a minute or two, and then we're going to be, well, we got, what, 15 minutes, but we're going to be closing out.
Amen. Sister G, my church is having a prayer conference. It's going to be at Virginia Beach, Virginia, the 30th, the 31st, and February 1st. And it's calling all prayer warriors, all intercessors, but it's going to be in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay.
Prayer conference.
Contact information, Stacy. What's the number they need to contact to sign up, or website, or?
Okay. They can contact me, or they can I can give you.
All right. You want to give your number? To contact you.
This is on Facebook, on Zeal of Obedience. On
Facebook,
Facebook, Faith,
what is?
Yes, Facebook, Bill of Obedience, Faith House of Refuge, Pastor Laverne Deshaw. You can click on Apostle Shaw, Laverne Shaw, and you'll see where it says about the prayer conference. It'll be the 30th, the 31st, and February 1st in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
All right, all right. Thank you, Minister Stacy. Anybody else? Quick comment? All right, well, closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you. Of course, you know I love you so much. Appreciate you. But guess what? My love is limited. But Father God, woo, we serve an unlimited. He loves you. Yes, he does. He loves you. Whether you know it or not, he loves you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And obey God. That's a God-filled day, to obey God. You can't have a God-filled day without obeying him. Obey God. What does he say to you? You know, nurture a relationship with God. Tell him how much you love him. Spend time in his presence. Be with the Father daily. So he won't say, when he comes, who are you? I don't know you. No, no. Call on his name. Abba, Father, which art in heaven, I beseech you to come to you. You know, he's a jealous God now. He wants us to put him before anything or anybody. Don't fool yourself. The thing that you spend the most with or the person you spend the most time with, that's your God. Don't fool yourself. Now, we spend the most time with Abba, Father, that's your God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is a great God. Help me. We miss Karen today. Karen usually play for us, but she had to go to a woman's conference, a retreat. So hopefully next week she'll be back. So I thank God for each of you being on with us today. Ain't nobody like our God. He is a great God. Bless you. Love you.